We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have Diane from Utah here aboard with us. Diane, it's very interesting. You know, I was thinking about this during the break. You know, I think part of the reason why so many people don't want to allow Christopher Belin to be questioned about American Free Press is because, as I pointed out here earlier on the broadcast, to try to drive this point home generally, not just about Belin, but generally about the Internet, people out there shoveling around a lot of garbage for a variety of reasons. If Belin is nailed to the wall publicly about his so obviously reckless lies about American Free Press that he can't even, and not just me personally, but about American Free Press in general, if he can't keep his story straight, then that immediately raises a question as to the reliability of anything that this guy says. You see, that's the problem here. That is the real problem, because if he is willing to tell such wanton lies about American Free Press, then how do we know? What can we believe about anything that he says? That's a real problem. I mean, you know, Eric Hufschmidt now claims that Belin has told people that he's banking in Washington, D.C. This is a guy who's supposed to be an international fugitive running away from the corrupt American government, and yet he's still banking in the United States. This is a guy who has told people that he hadn't paid taxes in several years and hadn't filed federal income tax returns, and yet he's still banking in the United States. Shouldn't that raise questions? I mean, it goes on and on, Diane. Anyway, we have a couple minutes left here if you had any comments.
I was wondering, I had read a little bit about, I was wondering if you would be able to have on Willis Carto. Does he still ever get on the radio?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just haven't had him on because, I just haven't had him on. I don't have a lot of guests here, but, I can have Willis on maybe next week or the week after. Yeah.
Okay, because I haven't heard him, and I know he's the one who founded it all, and it would be so interesting to listen to him.
Yeah, he's got a lot of interesting personal stories about people he's known and the things that he's done over the years, and, my favorite line from Willis is when people ask him what he's accomplished, he says, I've made a lot of printers rich because of all the newspapers and books and magazines that he's published over the years. So, Willis has a broad range of experience, and he's an interesting person to talk to, and I will tell him that you would like to hear him, and I know a lot of other people would, too. So I'll have to get him on the show one night.
How old is he now?
Willis was born in 1926, and I want to tell you something. If I live to be as old as Willis is, I hope that my mind is as alert and I'm in as good shape physically as he is, because there's very few people who can rival him. Mm-hmm. So he's always on top of things, and as I say, he's very entertaining to talk to and to listen to.
Well, I wish I hadn't missed so much of your program tonight.
All right. Well, we'll be here tomorrow night, God willing.
Okay.
Otherwise, thanks for the call, Diane. Thanks to anybody else who may have tried to call in. I will not even try to explain. We can only speculate as to why suddenly we were not on the air. It wasn't just your internet, folks. I was cut off, too, via telephone, not the internet. So we lost both telephone and internet tonight here at the same time. You figure that one out.
With recent internet.